1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Joining me tonight is Ms. Clara Bingham. Ms. Bingham is a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation Middle School in Bellflower, California. And we'll be talking tonight with Ms. Bingham about this month of October. There's a lot of obviously the new and more diverse students entering schools. And Ms. Bingham, first of all, thank you for being on our program to talk about this.
Phil, it's very much my pleasure. Thank you.
This sensitivity to religion, with more and more of a diverse student body in a variety of schools, you not only have Christian students, you not only have Jewish students, you have Islamic students. And at your school, you have to observe a sensitivity to all of them, correct?
Phil, that is the policy of our school, and we have a great many different children from all backgrounds in order to be sensitive to them. We do find ourselves at times having to observe certain religious traditions or rites. I am myself a Christian. I was raised a Christian, and that is my faith. And I do not have any prejudice toward any other religion. We have in our school at this time students who have parents that practice a religion called Wicca. This is a religion that has grown in popularity, I suppose, over the last 20, 30 years. And it is what at one time, I suppose, was called witchcraft. But Wicca, I am told, and I try to remain open-minded, is an ancient religion that predates Christianity.
Right. Wicca, and these are students whose parents practice this?
On some level, most of the students whose parents, or parent, I should say, practice Wicca are students from a single-parent home who live with their mothers. Most of the people that practice this religion called Wicca are female, are mothers. What we have been called the task to do is to be sensitive to students who are raised by mothers who practice this Wicca religion. And one of the very first things we learn is you do not call someone a witch. That is considered offensive. It is almost like calling an African-American the N-word or calling a Hispanic a racial epithet of some kind.
It's an offensive word, witch.
It is virulently offensive to people who practice Wicca. So we're trying to be sensitive to the needs of our students who are in homes where this religion might be practiced, because we do have freedom of religion in this country.
How do you feel about this personally? You're a Christian, you say, a Christian teacher. How do you feel about having to be sensitive to all of these religions, and in particular Wicca, which is, you know, it's almost like a religion that got popular during the hippie era, isn't it?
It's something I would call New Age, yes, although I'm told it's a very old religion. I don't think the images are healthy. The Supreme Court has ruled that we must respect the religions of all families in our school, so I have... this month, we have to show respect to our students who may come from these homes. I have to put up a lot of things in our classroom that I find offensive. Sometimes we have to play music. The most offensive thing that I have are the scenes of animal sacrifice. It's very disturbing to the children.
Animal sacrifice?
Yes.
You have to put images up like that?
Well, yes, because this is a part of this kind of religion. We have talked to the school about it. At some point during each week, they have said some kind of a simulation of demonic possession has to be performed, which includes uttering profanities. This upsets the children, Phil, and I am not... when I became a teacher, I didn't think I would ever find myself having to do this.
Well, that's... That sounds abusive to the kids.
It is. I believe it is. But it's freedom of religion, and we do have religious freedom in this country.
Well, but why do we have to have religious rights respected that scare children?
Because the Supreme Court says we try to help the children through it. This month is a very important month to Wiccans, for obvious reasons. Traditionally, we celebrate Halloween, but to them, it is... a very important month in terms of their so-called religion.
All right. Well, you mentioned there's a religious Wiccan rite that is coming up.
That is correct.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, first of all, we tried to not have the children involved in this, but the school became nervous about losing its accreditation on Monday. And we're very concerned. We are going to have an animal sacrifice because this is the time for it, and it's disturbing. But you get the kids through it.
What is this? It's...
Well, we're told that out of respect to the Wiccan faith, we're supposed to have some kind of an animal sacrifice. And I don't want to do it. I also need my job, you know. So the good news is we will have counselors standing by to talk to the children after this animal is killed. We're going to...
Do the children have to witness this?
Yes, they do. It's part of the Wiccan faith. It's a chicken that I believe is going to be stabbed or something like that. But the counselors will be standing by after the chicken stabbed to talk to the children.
Oh, my God. In every school across America?
Well, any school that wants to have its accreditation.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You can hear a middle school teacher, Ms. Clara Bingham, talking about freedom of religion and not so much that, but the need to respect all faiths, respect all cultures. We are living in a time here at the turn of the millennium where we no longer just recognize uniformly Christianity or Judaism, especially the world being what it is today. We are looking at Islam. And she's talking, though, about, Ms. Bingham, you're talking about this situation with Wicca. And again, it's a religion. I always heard it wasn't an evil religion.
I don't know. I'm a Christian.
But I always heard that Wicca had a bad rap, people calling it witchcraft.
Well, again, you're using that word witch, which is considered to be like calling an African-American a racial term, like saying you are, you know, So you can't say that.
So if I say to a person who practices Wicca, you're a witch, that's like calling them the N-word if they were black.
Yes. And we're learning this. And as a Christian, it's very difficult for me to have to get up once a week and to simulate these kinds of scenes of demonic possession or writing profanities on the chalkboard. The other thing that, is the music. There are pictures of human sacrifice, of course, and photos of different exorcisms. But having to play some of this music...
What kind of music is it?
Well, it's music people are familiar with, the Ozzy Osbourne and the Black Sabbath music, which is all Wicca music. And it's very disturbing for the children. We had to bring in a video called Faces of Death. I don't know if you've seen that.
Faces of Death is the most gruesome thing. That is a video showing death.
But it is embraced. My understanding, it's embraced by Wiccans because it shows the power, I guess, of Lucifer or...
But do Wiccans worship the devil?
I don't know. I think they worship some kind of god that is an earth god of some kind. But they also recognize... Ouija boards and voodoo dolls and all that. So we have to bring in Ouija boards. We have to bring in voodoo doll. We have to bring in everything that the witches are not a witch, but witchcraft or Wicca practices. And as a Christian, I find it disturbing.
Ozzy Osbourne's music, the music of Black Sabbath. I'm sure it would surprise them to know that they are a music that Wiccans consider holy, you know.
Well, it surprises me, but to have to bring a chicken into the classroom and have one of the children wring its neck or whatever we got to do, I think is wrong. And I've tried to speak up about this, but we do live in a time where I guess Christians don't have rights like we used to. And so for the children to see a chicken get stabbed and then... And then kicked like a foot. Excuse me. I've got an allergy.
Go ahead.
The chicken has to be stabbed and then kicked like a football.
What, right out the door?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Well, we almost got through it. 1-800-449-8686. Wicca. And needing to respect the rights of people who practice Wicca. That's an understandable, I suppose, endeavor in a day and age where here in America, this great country we live in, we try to respect everybody's religion. But what if that religion calls for human, but animal sacrifice? What if it calls for the playing of the music of Black Sabbath, watching the Faces of Death video, and bringing in voodoo dolls to the classroom? Then what? 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're going to talk with some people. I got a couple of people who have called. One lady just called. In fact, she said she was a, quote, witch, which you're saying is not possible if she uses that word, right?
Wiccan, Phil, my understanding is that no Wiccan who is a practicing member of that religion would refer to themselves as a witch, because that is, I don't want to use the N-word, but I would say it would be like walking up to an African-American and calling, or it would be like walking up to a Mexican and calling him a beaner. And that is very offensive.
Absolutely.
Well, the same holds true of a Wiccan. If you call them a witch, you might as well say you're a beaner. You know, you're...
All right, so it's an offensive...
Yes, very much so. But I'm very concerned about this Wiccan religion because it has gotten popularity with a lot of the single mothers, and that's the part that scares me. The fathers who are divorced from these women and have custody of the children on the weekends tell me that getting the children out of the home for the weekend is they look forward to, trying to spirit the child away from this place where their mother is practicing these things, looking at these videos of chickens, you know, being beaten or whatever, you know, the animal sacrifice.
Well, Santeria is into that chicken thing, right?
They are into some kind of animal sacrifice, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Now I have a lady on the line here. She says she's Wiccan. Kim?
Yeah, I am Wiccan. I never said I was a witch. I am Wiccan.
Isn't it true that witch is an offensive term, isn't it?
No, actually it's not. I take it kind of flattering when somebody calls me one, but it's okay.
I guess it's interesting, the people you talk to.
No one else understands the level of it. Because our level is a lot deeper than how you look at your religion.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior?
I believe in many gods.
But God said there is only one God.
But that's how you look at it.
I am the Lord thy God. You shall not have any other. But that is in the Ten Commandments.
How you look at it,
right,
not how I look at it.
If we're talking about...
But you look at it in a way that hurts children, don't you?
No. I believe in the earth and the nature of everything that's living.
Well, what about Faces of Death?
I have
Faces
of Death. I've never even seen it.
It's a video. It's a macabre and gruesome video that has actual footage of people dying, either being shot or just dying from a disease or falling out of a window.
Well, Phil, there are a great many people who practice these kinds of religions that relax to these videos.
But what is your name?
My name is Clara Bingham.
What is it?
Clara Bingham.
Ms. Bingham.
Clara
Bingham.
Oh, Clara.
And you're Kim, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I've never seen that video, and I am Wiccan.
I have to ask you, because I've heard so many crazy things. Do you practice some kind of spiritual healing?
I do, personally. To myself. To myself, and I harm no one.
All right. Would it be correct in calling it something akin to what a witch doctor does?
No, because...
Do you wear bones?
Wiccan...
Do you wear any kind of a bone necklace or any kind of...
Hold on. Can I answer your question?
I just want to ask you, do you wear feathers or the flesh of an animal for headwear?
Can I answer your first question?
Let her answer the question.
I believe in harming no one. Do what you... harm no one.
Well, when you sacrifice an animal, all that's doing is you're killing a chicken.
Okay, you have two religions... totally, completely flip-flopped.
Yeah, are we talking more about Satanism?
Well, that's what she's talking about.
Do you, all right, let's dispel, do you know other Wiccans?
I know a lot of other Wiccans,
right,
and they're all around you.
Are they female?
Male and female.
Well, I find that hard to believe, Philip.
Well, why?
Because most of the children that we have in our school, these are all single mothers who have taken up with low lives and are at present gathering together in their kitchens on a weekend, you know.
There are many, many types of Wiccans.
A cauldron.
A cauldron?
Claire, I would like...
They have a big stick.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kim.
Before you speak on this, you should educate yourself with the religion.
Well, I'm trying to... That's what we try to do, but as a Christian woman, I find so much of this odious that women will get together in a kitchen and... I've read about stirring a big cauldron, right?
No. A kitchen witch, it is a cliche. A kitchen witch is one that practices alone.
I heard the term... Well, now, see, you just said kitchen beaner.
I said kitchen witch.
Well, but it's
one
the same
that practices
as calling
alone,
them a
spook. And
she
loves the earth. She loves the earth. All she loves nature. She loves incense. She likes stone.
But
she
they
likes...
get together and they do drugs, don't they?
Pardon me?
Who gets together and does drugs?
A lot of the women. Do you hear the cackling?
No, that's me laughing at you.
I know. It's like a witch cackle.
I'm the most normal person you've ever met.
And that's what I'm trying to say. These children are being exposed to women.
Clara, I'm 33 years old. I have no children.
You're 33. What happened to your Christian faith?
Well, wait a minute, man.
Here's my belief, Clara.
Clara, you're doing...
let people believe whatever they want to believe,
I certainly believe
there would be
that.
No wars in this world.
But why do we have to have it in our schools? Women...
It's freedom of religion. That's what it is.
It may be freedom of religion, but to have to show children films of...
That there's your God?
Exorcism?
That there's your God?
Well,
hey, the Christian religion shows kids... A guy hanging off a cross.
Not in the Christian. No, the Catholics do that, not Christians.
Well, wait a minute. I'm Catholic. I'm a Christian.
Well, yes, but we don't show Jesus getting hammered up the way you do. You love that. Catholics love it.
Okay, you know what, Claire? I'm going to read something to you, and this is from one of my Wiccan books.
I can't hear it. I'm a Christian. I cannot hear this.
The craft is a religion of love and joy. It is not full of gloom or Christianity.
Hold on for a minute. Would you have some respect?
So I cannot hear this.
Go ahead and read it, Kim. I want to hear it.
The craft is a religion of love and joy. It is not full of gloom and Christianity. With its idea of original sin and salvation and happiness possible only to the afterlife. It is a joyful religion.
Okay. What Kim said and that you didn't want to hear...
Phil, as a Christian woman...
I know. What she said was it's a religion that is positive. It doesn't have anything to do with Faces of Death or Ozzy Osbourne.
I just wanted to ask Kim what happened to her Christian faith. Was she molested?
Why should I have to believe in what my parents tell me to believe in? If they are that, that's fine.
But you reject
if
your
that's
parents.
That's what they believe in.
But you rejected your parents. Why? Did your father...
My family died when I was young. I grew up an orphan.
That's why.
No,
because
it's not
why. Because your parents committed suicide?
I finally found something that made me happy in my life, and I feel good about it.
Well, but you ran...
So why
you
chastise
ran,
me because I feel good about something?
I'm not
something.
Chastising you, child, but your parents died, so you ran wild as a child. You were an orphan, so you lived in the streets.
Well, she was an orphan. That doesn't mean she lived in the streets.
Well, where did you live?
I have a very good life. I do very well for myself. I don't do drugs. I don't do anything like that.
Do you perform abortions?
Oh, come on.
A lot of them do that, Phil. A lot of Wiccans get by going up into these attics, and I don't even want to tell you about it. Coat hangers, everything.
Is this lady for real? Is she really for real?
Absolutely. Good question.
I think our children are very important. Ask me if I'm joking when it comes to the well-being of our children. I think you know better than that.
What do you mean, does she practice abortions?
There's something wrong with her. I don't know what it is.
All right, look, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686.
They sit in the kitchen, Phil, a large cauldron with a big stick, and they stir it, and all kinds of frog meat goes in it. Wow.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Ms. Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher from Joyful Union Congregation, about having to respect the religious beliefs of different households, different homes the children come from. We're talking about Wiccan, a religion that is, we are told, very old, predating Christianity. It's become very popular in recent years with some people. You say primarily with women, correct?
Well, the students in our school who come from homes where that religion is practiced, these are all divorced mothers who have apparently no longer have men in the house. A lot of strange comings and goings late at night, lights on at all hours, lights on in the basement, these kinds of things that I think cause a Christian community to take stock. I want to read something to you, Phil, from Shakespeare. The play was Macbeth. In the play Macbeth, there are three witches who are stirring a cauldron. And the line goes, eye of newt, toe of frog, wool of bat, tongue of dog. These are the ingredients of these Wiccans who stab the animal and play some kind of recess game with it. I don't know, kick it around for a while, and then put it into a stew. I don't have any idea what any of that's supposed to represent.
Well, I mean, but as a Catholic, a lot of people look at us taking communion.
Well, I don't understand that either. I'm just an old-fashioned Christian girl.
All right, well, it's the body and blood of Christ. That's what it represents.
It doesn't represent. It is the body and blood of Christ. Isn't that what you believe?
Yeah, that's right. We believe that a miracle is performed and that...
See, I think that is... It's frightening. And I think to tell a child, here, eat this. This is God's flesh. I think that scares a child. I think it scares 4 weeks' worth of bowel movements out of a child.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Neil. Neil, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I would just like to say, ma'am, that to begin with, if anything that you're putting up on the walls or you're directed to put up on the walls
yes.
or perform an actual animal sacrifice, any
yes.
true bedrock Christian, or excuse me, Wiccan would tell you, first off, if that is offending somebody or harming somebody physically, spiritually, or emotionally, don't do it in front of them. It's not part of their religion, but if
it
were...
Are you a Wiccan, sir? Are you a member of the...
Excuse me?
Are you
I have touched on upon just about every religion that walks across the face of this planet, ma'am, and I take from it what I believe God wants me to take from it.
Well, now, here's
because,
an interesting point.
Now,
the
listen
Wiccans
to
believe
me.
There's about six gods, so...
Okay.
You know...
Now, understand also
they believe
that
God
the ultimate being,
of a tree.
Is different to everybody, okay? God, the ultimate being, no one single person or group of people can totally comprehend or understand.
Well, I understand that, but do you believe that people should be dropped into lakes? No. But Wiccans
no,
do.
No, I don't. But
Wiccans
I think
do.
That is a myth.
Wait a minute. What do you mean Wiccans do?
No, ma'am.
They worship lakes and trees. It's,
there
it's
are a
really...
lot of people who claim to be Wiccans who do improper things, just as there's a lot of people who claim to be Christians who do a lot of improper
well, what about
things.
The fact that they...
Just as there are a lot of people who claim to be Hebrews who do improper things.
I don't know anyone who says they're Hebrew. I know a lot of people who say they're Jews.
All right. I mean...
I want to know why Wiccans...
Well, you see, you have to understand also that Hebrew and Judaism is not only a religion, it's a race. Too.
Well, it's called Judaism.
If your mother's
it's
a
called,
Jew,
it's called Judaism.
You're a Jew.
It's called Judaism, not Jewism.
Jesus.
All right. Now, what was your point?
My point is this. Why are they snacking on lizards and all of that? What is that?
They. This is particular individuals, ma'am. I mean, not every Christian you meet is exactly like you, are they?
Well, the Wiccan people snack on newt eyeball, and
I can tell you right now, a true Wiccan,
newt?
You wouldn't find a difference between a true Wiccan and a true bedrock Christian. They are out there helping other people less fortunate than they are. This is a fact.
That's true. However, there's a big difference. The Wiccan is out helping people and doing a lot of... mojo on them. You know what we used to call mojo? A lot of
mojo, voodoo, whatever you want to call it.
They're giving them the evil eye. They're giving them the evil eye.
Okay, God has given each and every individual walking the face of this planet the ability to do a lot of stuff.
Christians don't give it nobody the evil eye.
We cannot comprehend God and His powers. He gives us other ways of doing it, ways of getting around it, ways of finding a crutch to do something.
Yes, but when you are in a kitchen with three women and a cauldron, and you're stirring in nude eyeballs, come on.
So? I mean, I don't believe in it, but it is the only way they have, the only crutch that they have to lean against to do this.
Well, I appreciate this gentleman explaining some things to me, Phil, but we are talking about a religion that worships like a tree stump. And that's just... What is that about?
Christians run around with a torture instrument. I'm a Christian myself, man.
Well,
I wear a cross. We wear a torture instrument. Now, according to the Christians...
Why are they casting
the
spells on people for laughs?
Christ died for our sins. So basically, I can go out and do whatever the heck I want to when I want to,
because
He's already paid the bill.
But Christ didn't go out and cast spells on people for kicks. He didn't go abracadabra.
No, ma'am.
These people
Christians pray for stuff all the time, and that's no different than a spell.
All right, let me ask you this.
You're a higher power to do your dirty work.
I'm asking you why Wiccans go out and they try to turn a man into an apple for their laughs. Just for
how many people say, I wish to God that guy would drop dead?
Yes, but they know it isn't going to happen.
I mean, it's the same thing.
They know it's not going to happen.
I can't help what individuals do.
I find it very strange. And I also think that believing in elves and goblins... You're kidding me, right?
You might want to start looking at some of the archaeological records. They have found people fully developed that were only 2.5-3 feet tall.
Now, listen, you are running with these people. You're going to wake up like you are running with these people, and they want to cast a spell on you, and you wake up as a chicken, and they stab you in a classroom.
You let it affect you.
All right, Neil. Thank you. I think you've got a lot of fear here, Claire.
Why shouldn't I have fear? This is a good man. He's a Christian. But he's running with Wiccans. You see, he's hanging with them.
No, ma'am, I'm running with my friends.
Well, you're running with Wiccans.
Some of my friends
happen
to be Wiccans.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen.
No.
Really? All right,
because only God knows what's going to happen.
A tree in the middle of a prairie. You're tied to it, and they set fire to hay around you.
Oh, come on, man. That's what the people that don't like Wiccans do.
Okay, well, let's look at the Crusades. I mean,
I really got to go.
Neil, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Barbara, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I've been a Wiccan for 7 years. I know everything this woman is saying. She's either getting it from a storybook or from people who don't know what they're practicing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may, ma'am.
Are you able to cast spells on people and turn them into an apple?
Ma'am, basic parts of Wiccan. There is a main verse. It's called the Wiccan Reed. You should read it sometime.
I can't hear it. I'm a Christian woman.
Well, if you read it, you'd understand. The last 8 words of it, and ye harm none, do what ye will.
See, all that ye, oh, man.
What about it? I mean, in the Christian faith, they say thou and thee.
Thou and thee, that was the way Jesus spoke. But he didn't
say that's exactly
ye.
How this poem.
Yeah,
this
but
poem
ye
predates
is what some
your
crone,
religion.
You know what? It's what some crone who lives under a tree said. Ye.
And ye harm none, do what ye will.
All right. Let's say that's true.
Do you understand that verse?
I think it's a lot of hope.
Ma'am, the question was, do you understand that verse?
I understand it. I don't know if that's what they mean.
Okay, so that contradicts your chicken killing, your eye of newt, tongue of dog idea, which, by the way, that is slang term, actual herbs.
Well, the only herbs I know about are basil and that kind of...
How about cat's eye? Have you ever heard of that? It's a stone.
It's what you people eat.
No, it's not.
No, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it must, Mr. Henry.
Okay, wait a second. For all people in your audiences, everybody knows that a cat's eye is a stone.
Yes, no.
Thank you. We don't eat stones.
The eye out of a cat.
You eat stones, ma'am? You're a human, aren't you?
You cut the eye out of a cat with a Swiss Army knife.
No, I do not.
No, they don't. Come on.
And ye harm none, do what you will. Hello?
Ye harm none. That doesn't mean cats. Does it? No, that's an animal.
You know what? Your religion and your Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right?
Then why is it I have read in some of the Wiccan manuals that you eat cat eyeballs like Brussels sprouts?
I'd like to know which book, because I haven't read it yet.
What book is that?
Exactly.
I bought it.
You give me the name of the books, I will find out. And you know what? I'll go to the author about it because I've been studying my religion for 7 years.
I've got
now,
the book right
and
here.
And I don't eat cat's eyes. In fact, I own a cat. I rescued my cat from Astro.
Right,
he only has 3 legs. He was born that way. And I take very offensive when you're talking about my religion like
you,
this.
Your cat has 3 legs.
Yes, he was born that way.
That's what you say. But how do
no,
I know you
I
didn't carve it off of it?
I rescued him from an animal shelter.
I'd like to know, Barbara, and you're speaking to a Christian woman, did you cut the leg off that cat?
No,
no,
ma'am.
She didn't.
I do not do that.
All right, I want to ask you, you want the name of the book? Here it is. It's called Witchcraft, The Last 500 Years. It was written by Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, and in it he says that you people snack on cat flesh.
No, I want to know. Okay, I will go to that author personally. I will go pick up that book for you, ma'am, and I will make sure that is not true. And if it is true, I will go after the author.
All right.
Because
gotta...
that is not true. What you are reading is not true. If you go to any true Wiccan, respectfully, if you go to any true Wiccan, they will tell you, and they will tell you the whole Wiccan read.
All right.
And nowhere does it say.
All right, I want to ask you a question.
Animals.
You have a 3-legged cat.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Why don't you wave your magic wand and grow him another leg?
Because that is not right.
Okay, don't
you
be so...
You do not go against the forces of nature. God made him with 3 legs so he could learn a lesson while he traveled on life, how to cope with only having 3 legs.
He
so that when he's reincarnated to something else, he will understand the value of
wand?
Having all 4.
Do you have a magic wand?
No, ma'am, I do not have a magic wand. No, ma'am, I do not like Hollywood witchcraft, how it is presented in Hollywood, because it is not true at all.
Does your boyfriend have a magic wand?
I do not have a boyfriend.
Is there a lesbian strain in Wickerfield? See, this
no,
is the point
I am not lesbian either. I am part of the United States Navy.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, and the thing about Wiccans, I think you need to understand, they are so intent on getting themselves publicity right now. I think it's the nature of their religion. Mostly females who get together and email each other. And, you know, one thing about women, they may be Wiccan, they may be Christian, but they love to talk and they love to gossip. And they love to see their names in the newspaper, you know. Always want to get the picture in the newspaper.
All right, let me go back to Barbara here, because she is a Wiccan. And Barbara, we just got another minute, but I felt like I cut you off there at the end. Do you have anything else you wanted to mention?
You know that little derogatory term she said, I believe it was Banner. Actually, male Wiccans don't like to be called warlock, because in Latin that means war loger, which means oath breaker. That's the offensive term. Male Wiccans prefer to either be called Wiccan or witch. It's unisex.
Well, I suppose you love to walk up to a Mexican then and say, hey, Beaner.
No, ma'am. I'm not derogatory like that. I guess Christians are because you
No, we are not. Of course
it.
We're not. No,
you keep using it?
Well,
I don't use that word.
I do not use the word, the W word, like you did.
The W word being witch?
See, there you go.
Witch is
he
not a derogatory...
Called,
you know what, ma'am? You just
call
me a witch, and I am not taking offense, as you can tell.
Well, that's because you've been beaten in a submission.
You know what, ma'am? You are really derogatory towards... You know what? You need to go
you need to go out
and study religion before you decide to criticize other people's religion. It's rude.
If you were black, you would love to be called a nigger.
You know what? If you say that word, I swear, I'm going to come through this phone. I'm going to beat you down. That is not right. I do not like your racist term. Please quit saying racist.
You're
terms.
A witch.
It's not nice.
Are you a witch?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
I am a witch.
Then I might as well be calling you a nigger.
Don't say it.
You say it one more time. You insinuate it.
Phil, now that's a witch.
Phil,
next thing she's going to wave her magic wand and kick my ass with it.
You know
that's
what
she's saying. She wants to kick
ma'am,
my ass.
Ma'am, I feel sorry for you,
that's
and I hope in your religion
you
that you develop more tolerance towards people because your hatefulness is spreading through this radio waves.
You're
and
the
I
one
hope
who said you want to come through the phone.
That you understand that with karma, 3 times bad, 3 times good.
You
it's going
to
come
you want to
come
through the phone on me.
3 times.
You said you want to come through the phone on me and kick my ass, didn't you?
Yes. No, ma'am. I don't kick ass.
Oh,
I just want you to understand
you are
that
wave
you need
your
to
magic.
Learn how to be nice to people and not say derogatory names. Not even insinuate it. I don't insinuate it towards you, ma'am. Now do I? I don't know what color, race, or creed you are. I understand you're a Christian.
Yeah.
I understand that you're very rude.
She's
so
a Wiccan.
All the previous callers you've been to, and I have by far been the nicest person to you right now.
No, you haven't. You said you're going to come to the phone and you're going to beat me down.
And I appreciate, ma'am. if you would be a little bit nice towards my religion,
because
I don't make fun
because
of your religion.
Because if I'm not
in
nice
fact,
to your religion, are you
going
to come to the phone and turn
home.
Me into a newt?
I come from a single father home, ma'am.
A single
okay?
what?
Single father. You keep saying that Wiccans come from single mother homes. Well, I
no,
come
no,
from a
I'm
single
saying
father
that,
home.
Wiccans are single women. That's
no,
what I'm
ma'am.
Saying, and that's what you are.
No, I just recently got single.
You're a lesbian, right?
No,
no she's
I not.
Not. She
a lesbian.
Didn't.
I'm,
all right.
I am. A, I'm, got, a,
you know
I'm a United States
you know,
sailor.
You're a U.S. sailor, so you want to go kick some fag's ass. That's what
no,
you want to do.
I do
no,
not.
She didn't
fact,
say
I
that.
I have an aunt and uncle who are both gay, and I do not appreciate your use of the F word either, which is very racist and derogatory
yeah, you
and
you
very
like
sexist
it.
Of you as a Christian
you
who
like
should
people
not be using
you
that word.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
Phil, you're a right. Christian, right?
Yeah, I am. I got to take a break.
Mr. Henry, don't hang up on me. You see that dyke?
Get out of here. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I regret we have no more time this evening. Ye must tune in again tomorrow night. Thanks to Clara Bingham and our first guest tonight. I forget who the hell it was. Who was it?
Bobby Dooley.
Oh, Bobby Dooley. Thank you. And go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. We've got a little tribute there to Tracy Miller, the late, great Tracy Miller. We also have a brand new Bud's Babe and Rudy. Rudy's blog is on our website, the homepage. Check out Rudy Canoza's blog. It's all messed up. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.